If you want to grow a profitable firm, we got to figure out how to focus on the non-lawyer side of this argument. And we're going to do this right now together. Hey, welcome to the Your Practice Mastered podcast. I'm Richard James, and today I'm going to share with you some inside secrets as to how to grow your law firm while focusing on the non-lawyer, the non-legal side of the business. It's the non-lawyer side of this conversation that's going to grow your firm. Sure, you need paralegals, you need lawyers to manage some of the workflow. I get it. But if you don't focus on the growth area of your firm, you're going to end up building your capacity and you're going to be doing it backwards, which is why many of you get stuck growing your firm and not doing so profitably. My promise is by the time you're done watching this video, you're going to be able to identify the difficulty of these roles. What are these roles and how much time does it take you to kind of move through these roles and then break down the roles and what it is that they do, how this meets you, how your firm matches to this. So let's break into this. I call this the law firm non-attorney / legal growth plan, right? This is where we're going to look at the labor force that's required to grow your firm. This is going to be time plus frequency equals results. This bottom line is the amount of time it takes for you to grow from one stage to the next. As your team members grow from one stage to the next, they can ascend up this difficulty ladder. So you can take a non-attorney and put them in stage one and literally grow them all the way through your firm. People, whether they're attorneys or non-attorneys, are going to leave your firm. They're going to retire. They're going to go work for another firm. They're going to go to a different industry. They're going to get burned out, whatever. It's going to happen. And so you need to have a place to pluck from to raise somebody else up. So building a farm team makes an awful lot of sense. It's all about frequency or iterations, right? We need them to have a number of chances to actually do this role to get better. Maxim Gladwell says it takes 10,000 hours. Well, I promise you, it doesn't take 10,000 hours to get really good at this in a law firm setting, but it does take some amount of time. And for some roles, it takes longer than others. The first one I have there is DFI. That's the Director of First Impressions, also known as your receptionist role. That's the first person they meet when they walk in the door. This Director of First Impressions is where they learn how to both assist all the other roles and route people accordingly. It's possible you might have your Director of First Impressions act as a receptionist. It's also possible you're using a virtual outsource company like a Smith AI or Lex Reception or whatever to answer your calls to act as a receptionist, and they're responsible for getting your Director of First Impressions on that. This Director of First Impressions is one of the easier roles for the firm to train and onboard. The next non-attorney firm position is called red, yellow, green. That's what we call proactive client success measurement. This is somebody who's just making calls to your existing clients and they are determining whether or not the client is satisfied. Green, everything's okay. Yellow, there's a problem. We need to escalate it to somebody. Red, there's a problem right away and we need to deal with it immediately, and because they've got a real issue that's got to be dealt with right now. This is proactive communication rather than reactive communication. Again, easier job to train for, not super difficult, and just really managing your existing clients as they come in and close their cases. They manage them through the life cycle, typically over a month period of time. The next one is the appointment setter. So this is the non-consult fee appointment setter. So this is for free appointments. So if you do free consultations, this would be the next difficulty level. So this is a person who manages the leads where they come in via email or form fill or through a CRM, or they come in from the phone and they answer the phone. This is the person who's setting appointments. They're maximizing your set rate. They're maximizing your show rate. They're following a script. They're following a structure. They've got to be on point. Law firms don't love this word sales, but they have this sales attitude and technique because they're measured on conversion and production. If you'd like to learn more about how to utilize this system and more information kind of like this, you can go to thelawfirmsecret.com and we'll be happy to direct you in the right direction. So you're a contingency fee firm. So PI firm, worker comp firm, social security, disability firm. You're not taking money, right? This person is doing an initial consultation, whether it's on the very first call via hot transfer or we're scheduling an appointment, it doesn't matter. This role is fairly simple because it's like an appointment setter, but we're just transitioning over using the 19 steps, but now we're not asking for any money. We're just trying to get a signature, whether it be a wet signature or electronic signature, depending on what your requirements are for your practice area and your jurisdiction. This next one is what I call doc collection. So in most practice areas, there's some form of document harvesting we need to do. Where most firms make a mistake is they put a paralegal or a legal assistant in this role, and they fail to recognize that managing documents and collecting documents is actually a feature of not selling necessarily, but high-level customer service, and shouldn't necessarily be legal. They just have to understand what documents they have to collect and why. But now this person is going to be using the phone. This person is going to be using some maybe basic technology, be communicating with clients, and they're going to be meeting over Zoom to build relationship and make sure the client has all the documents they need. But it is not a paralegal or legal assistant job. It is a document collection job. We oftentimes prefer to call these folks case managers, and that's what they should be doing. And this, again, non-attorney, right? Non-legal. And document collection often goes over into legal, and I promise you it's not where it belongs. You'll be like, wait, that what? Yeah, I promise you, if you do this right, it'll improve the way you get your workflow done. And it'll also improve the way that you increase the number of people who get your docs on time. The next rung up the ladder is paid appointment setter. Now, believe it or not, this is actually a fairly difficult job. Oftentimes we have firms that they see their set rates in the single digits or low double digits, like 14, 15%, as compared to unique qualified leads. They only set, 15% of their leads into consults because they don't realize the difficulty of this role. They don't hire properly for it, and then they don't train properly for it. And of course, then finally, they don't use a script for it. This is a skilled non-attorney role that has to be in place to be able to collect a fee from a qualified prospect to get them to pay you for a consult fee. There's an awful lot of people who have the money to hire you as a firm and who would be quality clients, but we just handled the intake process wrong because we didn't have the right person in the right seat, trained correctly, understanding the difficulty of the job. And so they're not maximizing the overall set rate for you. All right. The next rung up the ladder is, we're going to call it AR, but the other word is collections. Many of you who charge a fee have clients who either pay a retainer and then they have to have their retainer refreshed. And you should be using an evergreen client service agreement. That's a whole nother issue altogether. But you have to have somebody who's chasing down the people who owe you money. Some of you put people on a flat fee and they pay you a little bit of money down and then they pay you the balance over time. And these are the people who keep them on plan. And so the skill level for this is they not only have to be really good at collecting money and asking for a credit card, but they also have to understand the inner workings of the case. They have to understand the stages of the case, have to understand where they are. They have to understand how the whole thing folds together. So the difficulty and the amount of information they need to know scales up a little bit. But it's a non-lawyer, non-legal side of the business that manages the overall AR and collections. If you have a low realization rate, in other words, you're a family law firm and you collect less than 85% of every dollar that's owed to you, it's because you have a lousy person or no person on your AR or collections team and you haven't paid attention to this. Same is true for all other practice areas that allow people to go on payments. And then finally, this would be a paid fee initial consultation. So this is the highest, most difficult role of all of them. This is the one that is in the initial consultation. Now, some of you don't want to use non-attorneys for this. I highly recommend that you do. The days of wondering whether this works in every different jurisdiction is over. I've not seen a state where this can't be done yet. I've not seen a firm who didn't at some point eventually try this and realize, oh my gosh, this is a game changer. I get it. You're going to argue with me. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to tell you, using a non-attorney in the initial consultation converts at a higher rate, and they don't have to give advice, and they get more money down, and everything is better and easier. And it's so much better than trying to find a lawyer that knows how to sell. Because if you find a lawyer that knows how to sell, within short order, they are going to end up being your competition. using a non-lawyer to do this role is way you should do it. And it is the most complicated role of all of these roles we're mentioning so far. If you take my advice and you focus on these roles, whether you're a small and solo in a level one law firm or you're the investor level at level four, meaning you're doing $10 million, you're doing less than $1 million, it doesn't matter. All of these roles exist. It's just who's doing these roles. And it's possible that more than one person is doing more than one role. That's perfectly fine. So hope this makes sense to you. If you have any questions, by all means, put in the comments. If you'd like to learn more about how to utilize this system and more information kind of like this, you can go to thelawfirmsecret.com and we'll be happy to direct you in the right direction. But for now, let's help you build a better law firm, one non-attorney growth system at a time.